Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. No cape needed. Philippians 4:13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. He sports his colorful superhero cape. One bold fist is raised while the other is planted on his hip. With confidence like only a superhero might have, he proclaims, I can do everything. He can fly. He can see through walls. He can hear conversations miles away. He can lift cars and trucks. He can save a cat stranded in a tree or someone held captive by the villain. He is amazing. He can do anything. He isn't real. But you are real. And so are the challenges that are a part of each and every day. You may face a room of crying infants or a toddler in a tantrum. Your car may need costly repairs or need to be replaced altogether, even if it's not in the budget. Your enrollment is short again, or your waiting list is longer than the number of staff needed to serve. You are facing such dry conditions that wildfires threaten, or the threat of a hurricane or its aftermath loom. Get the cape, right? If only it were that simple. Today's verse is such a statement of confidence, but this is one that can be misunderstood. I can do anything. What does the Apostle Paul mean by that statement? Let's start with what it doesn't mean. I'm sorry to tell you, but you can't fly. You can't leap tall buildings in a single bound. You can't heal your child. You can't stop a storm. Having faith in Christ does not grant superpowers. No cape. So what does it mean? To help understand what Paul is referring to, we take a peek at the verses just before this one. He's thanking the Philippians for their help and their concern for him. He shares that he's learned contentment, whether he's in need or has plenty, fed or hungry, living in plenty or living in want. Why? Because Christ is with him in all things. Christ isn't the magic that takes away any struggle or challenge. This side of heaven, in our sin-filled world, heartache and troubles will always be part of our lives. However, like Paul, we can have the confidence and the contentment or peace that comes from knowing that Christ is always with us. With him, we can do things that are God-pleasing. We can't fly, but we can forgive. We don't have X-ray vision, but we can see evidence of God's love and grace in his word and in our lives. We can't stop a storm, but we can reach out to others, reflecting God's love for us and help in time of needs, great or small. We can't save others from their sin, but we can share the message of God's grace with them. We may not have a cape, but we have the forgiveness of sins and are robed in Jesus' righteousness. And knowing we are forgiven, that heaven is ours through Jesus, that we are God's dearly loved child, is better than any superpower. We can face each day with Christ at our side in whatever the day brings. We can live in joy and peace and confidence through Christ who gives us strength. No cape needed. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for the peace and strength that I can have because of you and all you have done. In your name I pray. Amen. A question to consider. Take a few minutes to think about times of struggle in your life. What blessings can you see that came because of the struggle? Write them down and include a prayer of thanks for those. How does this help when new challenges come your way? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.